You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Check back each week to stay tuned into the positive, loving flow of the cosmos. This week is a busy week in the cosmos. We have a Sagittarius full moon, which is a significant Jupiter energy. And Jupiter is actually turning direct the day of the Sagittarius full moon. We also have Venus moving into its own sign of Taurus and Mercury moving into its own sign of Gemini, which is a very supportive, very, very supportive energy because they're in their own natural spaces. So that's what the week starts out with. Is on the 6th, Venus moves into Taurus, which you will feel as a sense of like a very calming, stable, kind of satisfied with earthly pleasures energy coming in with Venus. Taurus is ruled by Venus. So there's a very, like a taste for the finer things and an appreciation of sensual kinds of pleasures like scents and touch and fabrics that feel good and gardening and flowers and all the very simple kind of lovely pleasures. So with Taurus in Venus, we'll be able to get in touch with what our values are and we'll have a sense for the finer things in life. And we'll also be certain about the kinds of long-term investments we want to make. So it can be a really prosperous sign for making some kind of investment with money, with energy, something real and tangible as well. If you're going to invest in something very real, it'll have value right now. So that it's a lovely energy, and it'll have to do with relationships too. With Venus in Aries, which we've just come out of, there's a lot more of a kind of stop-start, less willing to commit kind of energy, because Aries is a very freedom-loving sort of sign, whereas Taurus is happy to commit and wants long-term commitment and connection like that. So it's going to feel very different and a lot more stabilizing than what Venus has been in for the last little while. And the same day on the 6th, we have Mercury moving into Gemini, which it's the ruler of. So like your mind for the next 2 weeks is going to be on fire. It's going to be, or on air, actually, because Gemini is an air sign, but it's going to be very flowing and quick and smart and witty. And if you can harness this somehow, you could really make it turn into something great for yourself. So if you have any communications that you need to do, especially to do with, the community around you or connecting with your community, and it has to do with what you have to communicate, you'll be very good at it right now. So it's a good idea to get out there and use that Gemini curiosity and ability to use words in a talented way. And the curiosity is really what drives the whole show. So the tricky part with the Mercury Gemini energy is just to actually be able to ground yourself long enough to get out the brilliant ideas that you have. So you got to be able to like sit still long enough to capture what you have to say. And that's the tricky part, because Gemini energy is very busy and likes to be on the go physically and mentally all the time. It's like a fidgety kind of, or flittery kind of energy, if you think of a butterfly. But it can be grounded, and when you can ground it, then you can capture the smart stuff, which is fabulous. And that's what you kind of want to do with this Mercury Gemini energy. Just get out there in the world and connect with people. So the big news this week is the Sagittarius full moon. So it's a big Jupiter-ruled full moon. And Jupiter, the ruler of the moon, is actually going direct that very same day, not long after the full moon. So it's like a giant push in fortune. And also perhaps what you might like to fortune and expansion and philosophy and luck and just good things that come with Jupiter, any sort of truth-telling or honesty or the sort of, you know, Jupiter Sagittarian energy is very honest and very forthright and very certain of itself. And it's like that because it is actually an energy that's meant to teach, and it has a voracious appetite for learning new things too. So its instinct, anybody with Sagittarius or lots of Jupiter in their chart or Sagittarius anywhere in their chart will have a passion for learning, but will also want to turn around and take what they learn and give it to other people. It's like an instinct. They can't stop themselves. So it can make other people find them really obnoxious and bossy and self-righteous and really like blatantly honest, which a lot of people don't go for. Blatant honesty can really turn some people off. I've had a lot of experience with that. So at the same time, if you've got lots of Sagittarius, then use that Sagittarian energy and be honest, because that's the only way you can do it. So it can be tricky. Just try to make sure that you're kind and gentle with your honesty, and then you can still be honest because it needs to be done. The world needs truth. Make sure that you, on the full moon, that you're aware of this kind of ability to expand and also adventure. And there's adventures to be had in the world. There's Sagittarius has an innate knowing that and an intuition that's really strong that drives them forth in the world. And they just know what they know, and they don't know how they know it. And they don't care if you don't believe what they know. It's really quite fabulous. Or it can be terrible. But like even my little daughter, when she's not little anymore, but when she was 3 and 4, she would want to make our dogs food. She wanted to make bakery goods for them and things like that, pies and cakes. And I'd be like, okay, Kaya, well, what should we make and where will we get the recipe? And she's like, oh, I know how to do it. And I'm like, but how could you know? You're like 3 and you've never baked a pie before. Hell, I've never baked a pie before. How are you going to figure out how to make a pie? So, but she insisted that she knew how to do it and that she was going to do it the way she wanted to do it. And she would whip up her recipes and I would let her do it because she was certain of herself. And then she'd present it to our dogs and they would eat it. And so they didn't have any problem with her recipes. So she knew what she was doing. And that was really reinforced that she did because they seemed to think it was great. Although now in her teenage years, which is a lovely experience, she actually does look up recipes. And I didn't even have to convince her she needed a recipe. And now she just gets it that you need a recipe. But that's the sort of Sagittarian like certainty. They're born with this certainty and it's lovely. So we can all tap into this right now. And it is also going to be a lovely connection that day after Jupiter goes direct too between Venus and Mars. So our values and our energy are aligned. So you can get a glimpse of what really works for you and what you value and what you want to bring with you into the future and expand that right now with your intentions and your focus. So even though focus might be a little tricky because of all the airy energy, and fiery energy is quite hard to pin down sometimes too, if you spend time capturing, you know, what you want, who you want to be in the world, how can you stand in your integrity? And integrity is very important for Jupiter energy. So it's important that you figure out what you want and then all your actions align with what you want. So that's kind of all you really need to do to stand in integrity. If you consider yourself an honest person, then you need to be honest. And if you can, like, be careful and carefully consider who you want to be and how you want things to come out. And then you can align with that and you're going to have this sense of support and luck and fortune all around you, which is very lovely, especially with Jupiter and Libra moving forward now. Our luck in relationships will expand, our luck in negotiations, compromise, connecting with business partners, all of that can open up again because it's moving forward, which is very, very fortunate. So do take time on this full moon, which is Friday. I don't know if I said that. Sorry about that. It's Friday at 6:10 a.m. on Friday, June 9th, PST. I'm on the West Coast. So do take time. The closer to the full moon, the better, to sit down and let your intentions and your wishes be known to the universe so that you can get started on those. And once you align your focus like that, amazing things can come of it. So that's it. That's all the big stuff for this week. There's always big stuff going on, but that's pretty much it for this week. So hopefully this was helpful and you can harness the energy of the full moon and feel the congruency of Venus in Taurus and Mercury in Gemini, which feels really great. Everything's in its own sign. Things are becoming clear. And that's it. If you want to connect with me, that would be great. I love reading charts. And you can reach me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Please check back frequently and I'll have new updates for you. Many blessings and thank you for listening.